You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technologies, systems, and strategies that will help them stay competitive and relevant in today's rapidly changing digital environment. And today's topic is artificial intelligence and how it can help you create content that will not only resonate, but engage your audience in a proper way. And with us, we have a very special guest. He's been in the artificial intelligence space. He's a technology leader. His name is Indranil Mukherjee, and he is the CEO of Emozo Labs. So I cannot wait for you to learn from him about how you can create more engaging and relevant content with the use of AI. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Indranil.
Michelle, thank you very much. I am so glad to get this opportunity to talk to you and our audience about hopefully some stuff that is going to be really relevant to their business.
Absolutely. We tend to focus a little bit more on the marketing side of technology on the Tech with Heart show, since we are trying to empower entrepreneurs to, you know, to grow their business online. And so when it comes to marketing anyway, a lot of business owners don't fully realize just how much psychology is involved in marketing. And so I would love for you to share a little bit about the importance of understanding human psychology and emotion.
Right. And actually, it's a great question to start this off with. See, the short answer is it matters a lot. Okay. So if you look at the world of academic research, there are many, many research studies that talk about the importance of, you know, a marketer having to connect emotionally with the audience or the customers, right? This really famous Harvard professor by the name of Gerald Zaltman. I think from the early 2000s, he's been publishing, research reports in which, you know, he's saying that up to 95% of all purchase decisions are actually driven by the subconscious, you know, things you think and feel. And even if you transport that to like today's day and age, where much of the purchasing has already moved online, even on digital channels, that is really true. You know, so whether I'm going to like something, I'm going to subscribe, I'm going to download, I'm going to put something on my cart, I'm going to hit that payment button, a lot of it or a huge percentage of that is actually driven by your emotional state, how you feel, what you think about the product and the offering at that moment. So it is really important for marketers, right?
Yes, emotions. Emotions are so important because, like you're saying, buying decisions are driven by emotions. And then there's also like the whole left brain side of things too. And I know the psychology of understanding your target audience. Can you talk a little bit about AI and psychology and how the two blend?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'd be happy to talk to you about that. AI is, you know, there is so many different applications of AI, right? Normally, it is, it can be applied as much to marketing as it is probably being applied in the healthcare field or in financial services. So I'm not really here to talk about how applicable AI is in marketing, right? But to your specific question, what we needed human behavioral experts to do and interpret for us in the past can very well or even be done better by the application of AI. In this particular case, we are talking about being able to decode human emotions in response to something, and that something can be anything that is being consumed visually on a screen. I'm trying to buy something, I'm trying to watch something, I'm trying to read something. There is always an emotional reaction. Now, human behavioral experts can actually decode that for you. And in the past, feedback and research has actually depended on such experts. And not that they are going away, but tech today, and particularly AI, makes it possible to interpret the same emotional responses from a distance very accurately at a fraction of the cost and much, much faster. And that is where the two kind of come together.
Right. I know that you've created something that we're excited to talk about now. When it comes to marketing, content marketing is one of the biggest, you know, obstacles a lot of small business owners have to overcome, because they need to grab people's attention out there, not only with message, which are words, but images that support those messages, and also, you know, video. And what out of all of the content that you see small business owners that they need to do, what do you believe is the top or king of content in today's rapidly changing digital environment?
You see, without a doubt, videos. You know, I really do not have to give any statistics or numbers to prove, you know, how much sort of the whole video space has been growing, because there are tons of research and numbers all over the internet. You know, you yourself are in a business that is actually utilizing video to tell stories better. And that is a lot more of the norm these days than the exception probably it was, you know, 5-10 years back. I'm not saying that images or interfaces or documents don't work. They all have their place. But the video has been conclusively proven to be just more effective, particularly on digital channels. So it is videos.
And then your artificial intelligence, I know, can help small business owners identify what in those videos, what parts are working of the story. Is it resonating? And I want to talk to you a little bit more about that word resonate. The need to connect with your audience, absolutely, you must have a message that's resonating. That resonation of that message or that visual or however it's coming across to them is what's going to increase the engagement. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how your tool will help small business owners, Emozo is what we're talking about, AI, how that particular tool will help empower and just educate small business owners on the types of content that's working and not working.
Great, absolutely. I'm happy to talk about that. See, firstly, let's get one thing clear. If there is a shitty product, there's a bad service, no amount of good video is going to make that up, or, you know, good amount of digital marketing, right? But at some time, it is going to show through. But as competition is increasing everywhere, and as visible differentiation between products and services kind of tend to blur, a lot of the art is actually in the communication and how that communication is actually resonating with the audience, right? And if we are talking about digital content, videos in this particular case, they are effective tools, but are they being as effective as possible when looked at from the standpoint of the right kind of resonance and emotional reaction from the audience? There is always ways to improve it. Okay. And also think about the heightened social media activism. So many brands, big and small, have actually been hurt by well-designed campaigns that they have put out that has just rubbed the audience in the wrong way. You know, I can, you know, think about Audi, Pepsi in the recent years, you know, John Lewis, so many of them, you know, we quote them all the time in our sales decks and education decks and so on. So when you're putting something out there, despite a good design and very good execution, chances are that it may, not it will in all cases, it may not get the right kind of response from your intended audience. But how do you get a sense of that? People have always tried to do that, and this has been for decades, by trying to assess what is the likely impact that your content is going to have on your intended audience by taking feedback from a small sample of it, the same audience, right? Now, the techniques that people were using were largely human, you know, driven, and they have been immensely successful. But tech today, and AI particularly, provides a way of doing it faster, better, cheaper. Okay. Same research, same feedback with the use of tech. We can today tell you frame by frame on a video, for example, what visual elements, what components of your messaging is actually grabbing the eyeballs and the attentions from your intended audience. And as a result, what the emotional reaction is, right? And that gives you a chance to make things better, to iterate, to change things, if you will, well in time, and ultimately deploy your media with confidence. And it's equally applicable, whether it is entertainment-focused media or education or just a plain old advertisement that you're putting out on your website, right? So that is what is possible with platforms like Emozo today.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
I love it because so much human communication is done through nonverbal communication.
Oh, yeah.
So what this artificial intelligence tool actually does is it reads people's facial expressions, picks up on the little things, eye movement, just different stresses of the face and things that move. And it's really incredible. And some people may feel like that's a little creepy. However, this tool that he's talking about is for you to test your content before spending scads of money on advertising with it. Just do a sample with a small test group that are open to giving you that feedback. And the neat thing is that there's no privacy breach whatsoever. Nobody's asking for anybody's personal information in order to collect this data as far as response data coming from your target audience on that content. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Any possible like obstacles that people may have towards using something like this?
No obstacles really, but you did mention a point in passing that I want to get a little deeper on. It is that you do it early in the cycle, you know, before you deploy. Actually, there is nothing to stop you from doing it after the fact also, to actually see how is the reaction actually. However, particularly for videos where there is some direct, shooting involved and you're creating fresh content. I'm taking a very extreme example. Let's say you have a A-list star, you know, be your hero character. If you have already done your shooting, there are very little chances that you're going to reshoot things because it's just expensive, right? If you are putting together things by taking scenes from secondary content and stitching something together, as is often there in a lot of business videos, your chances are a lot higher. So what we say to our customers is that the sooner you get the assessment done, the better off you are in terms of your ability to make changes downstream and then put together something that is compelling. And of course, we see people, you know, who finish the entire thing and then do an assessment. It is sort of like a last ditch effort to gain confidence that, you know, something what I've done is correct. You know, it's a little bit of CYA, cover your ass kind of thing. I've already done it. Now let the data show that it's actually good. But what happens if the data doesn't show you're good? At that point, you have lost the opportunity. So earlier in the cycle, better, but it's not impossible to test it after the fact.
And the neat thing here is that with the help of our artificial intelligence, being able to read people that are watching your content and give you that data. It drives your decisions, obviously. And whether you do it earlier, or whether you do it after the fact, what you're ultimately doing here is you're learning a tremendous amount about
and from real human beings.
And exactly. So that is what will continue to push you closer to having that ace in the hole, right? And so you want to have an ace in the hole more often than not. And so those ace in the hole pieces of content, you can keep them alive out there and continue to generate traffic with those ace in the hole content. In this particular conversation, we're talking about an ace in the hole video that just seems to just absolutely 100% resonate with the majority of your audience and drives the traffic and the engagement that you're looking for and to grow your business online. Yep. So artificial intelligence, guys, it's not something to fear. It's absolutely 100% something to embrace, but how you choose to use it is what really ultimately matters. And that's kind of what the whole Tech with Heart initiative is all about. Injanil, can you just share a little bit about what your free gift is for those that are listening today?
Yeah, absolutely. So two things. Firstly, for all small businesses and medium-sized businesses that want to try something like this out, you know, get in touch with us. We will help you get signed up for a free trial period.
Exactly. Free trial. Try it out for free. If you love it, because there's nothing else out there quite like this. It's very, very unique. And Injanil is very gracious.
And
go ahead,
Injanil. And something that we are very serious about and we are very proud of. If you are a not-for-profit organization focused on doing social good or good for the community, our tech is forever free to you.
Isn't that amazing, you guys? Yeah. Did you just hear that? He just said that if you are providing social impact or you have a cause and you are a nonprofit or a not-for-profit, he's going to gift you this technology. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? And Janelle, how can they reach out to you? Where do they go?
Well, our website is www.emozo, that's spelled E-M-O-Z-O.ai, emozo.ai. Go there, you're going to find the link, how you can sign up. You can also get in touch with us, on the contact form there or by email. Let us know if you're a not-for-profit. We may want to talk to you once or twice, but if you are, it will be our privilege to make our tech available for you for free. You know, we want you not to spend that amount of money that you would have otherwise spent to get this kind of feedback. Get it from us for free. Spend the money where you need it most.
That's Tech with Heart right there, Injanil. Thank you so much for that very incredibly generous offer for our listeners. And please share with our listeners one thought or phrase that you would really like them to walk away remembering about artificial intelligence and how it can be an emotion-driven resource for them to connect with their audience.
Okay, so I think the one word is really around trust, and it is a fact that one obstacle that any kind of AI adoption faces, whether you're trying to sell it or you're trying to implement it in-house, is how do you kind of cross that trust barrier? Right? Because there are instances, not a whole lot, but there are instances where, the powers of AI are probably not being used ethically. I'm not taking any names, but there are instances, right? So there is, but naturally, apprehension about adopting AI, because at the end of the day, you are placing a lot of, again, that word trust on technology, right? So I think one of the main takeaway, if I were to kind of, give it to the audience, is that see how that tech is being used, okay? For example, if you ask me, we founded this company on the principle of building the technology where, we have full transparency in everything we do. One of the concerns people would have is, hey, you're actually going to ask for permission to turn on a camera on a digital device to actually read the facial expressions of a respondent, right? Absolutely true. And we do ask for permissions, which is the international law. We also make it very clear that we store know personally, we neither ask for nor do we store any personally identifiable information, PII. We don't take up, you know, we do not retain your name, your email address, your other demographics, not your picture, no videos, absolutely nothing. Okay. So with full transparency, you know, we are only interested in the emotion data that we detect from your face. And for that, our tech actually doesn't need us to take a picture of you or a video of you. Okay. And if you use the technology this way, I think it's easier to overcome that trust barrier. So for businesses and business owners that are listening to this show and hearing me talk about it, you will not know how safe and trustworthy is it. It is till you have given it a shot, okay? So take it for a spin, see how it works, and you will see that it will work wonders for your marketing and your communications.
Thank you, Indranil. So if you are listening and you are a business expert who has some insights that will really help move the needle for small business owners trying to be competitive and relevant in today's digital landscape, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. And if you are a small business owner who really wants to hang out with more innovative, forward-thinking, but yet heart-centered entrepreneurs, we invite you to come grow along with us all. Absolutely. In the Tech with Heart Network as a community. Go to techwithheartnetwork.com and join our community for free, or pay to be absolutely promoted within our community as an influencer that you are. We love for you to join us. Techwithheartnetwork.com. We're all about embracing technology, but it's how we use that technology and how it enhances human connection that's really important to us. So here is to your success.
Embracing technology is a must. How you use it creates impact. Tech with Heart Foundation offers education and support, allowing entrepreneurs, small business owners, and students to become competitive in ever-changing tech environments. Our nonprofit provides expert business insights, live events and masterminds, apprenticeships for minority and underserved students, and mentoring and leadership training. We need donors, sponsors, and partners. Learn more at techwithheartfoundation.org.